You're listening to a special edition of World Update from the BBC in London. I'm Vicky Barker. Now, I may broadcast from London, but as those of you who've been listening these past few days now know, I grew up in Rumson in New Jersey's Monmouth County. It's an old and wealthy town on the Jersey Shore, a 1 hour's commute from the World Trade Center. In this final report on my return to Monmouth County, let me take you to a community still living with the reality of September 11th. 12 miles across the water from the New York City skyline, amid the seagrass and the sand dunes of Sandy Hook, New Jersey, local sculptor Steve Shaheen and two Italian stonecutters have spent the summer fashioning a memorial in marble to those who died on September 11th.
I think everybody that I know knew somebody, either directly or indirectly, who was lost, and I think it's appropriate that we make something here.
It is a slow and careful process, teasing out the beauty within the blank stone. In nearby prosperous Rumson, children play in the shadows of ancient trees and white clappered mansions. Rumson was built by the Wall Street booms of the 1880s and the 1920s. In the 1990s, new money surfed into town on the crest of America's longest post-war economic expansion. 135 Monmouth County residents died on September 11th. Many hundreds of local families lost someone. Helen Malone lost her son, Greg, a 42-year-old bond trader.
Greg called that morning, and of all things, my husband went to get the paper. He never goes in the morning. He gets the paper at night. He went that morning, so then Greg's message was, "Hi, the other tower has been hit. Aren't I lucky?" And that was it.
For the first few months of her bereavement, Helen Malone felt shock and grief. But then came the revelations of American intelligence failures in the months before the attacks. And now she feels anger, too.
I just can't get over the fact that we weren't protected, as we should have been. And then to have these men just be sitting down there, what were they doing?
To the Queen, who is a truly regal woman. May she live to be 100.
At the English-speaking Union's annual fete at a local tennis club, guests and nearby members lounging by the tennis courts acknowledge the new thread of anxiety in their lives, but only if they're asked.
I think people have gotten back to a complacent attitude on some levels, but I think everyone is still a little bit more cautious and aware of the fact that now that it has hit home, there's always a possibility of it hitting home.
I think that probably a lot of people have changed, got to get that swung back the other way.
In what way?
So that people don't feel as though it's a real problem for them to go flying or go on vacation or go to a football game where they might have some kind of a terrorist attack. We never thought of that before.
There have been so many deaths of young people, lovely families, 3 and 4 children, 30 babies have been born of the group that were killed. You know, it's inconceivable that this would happen here. We've noticed that the guys who had turbans and beards are now shaven and not wearing turbans and have haircuts. On Route 36, there's a gas station that had these fellows there.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
They want to be accepted, and they are not bad guys. This is the way you feel about them anyway.
Take at least 100 milligrams.
This is from a
50 milligrams.
Pakistan-born Muslim Abdul Nasir manages a local health food store. He says business has suffered since last September 11th.
Some customers, I believe, from the last 4 or 5 years, they had been coming so regular, and all of a sudden they stopped coming. But I think things are starting to get better now. People are starting to realize that out of a good community, out of good people, there are some bad apples that committed this barbarian act.
An American citizen, Abdul Nasir, was among the Americans who wanted a strong response to the atrocities of September 11th. But now he worries. With so much power and money involved, with so much policing to do at home and abroad, how long can that response and the officials leading it remain fair and just.
If they are just, and I hope they are, they should do the good work what they are doing because it's for a good cause, to get rid of evil. But at the same time, those people who are innocent, who don't have anything to do with that, but just because they belong to the same religion, they should not be targeted. They should not feel that they are being targeted just because of race or just because they are Muslims, that's just because they're wearing that turban or they have a beard or they go to mosque. That's where the problem comes in.
Here, where birdsong mingles with the sound of sprinklers watering Monmouth County's well-tended lawns, the troubles of foreign visitors, or of citizens with foreign-sounding names, seem very far away. The falls on Wall Street are of more immediate concern to most Americans than any erosion of America's hard-won civil liberties. Here, 12 miles from Ground Zero, beneath the approach path to three different airports, phrases like civil liberties seem pretty abstract next to the concrete reality of atrocity. Here, people are grappling with different questions. How to rebuild your life when the heart's been ripped out of your family? How to be there for your friends and neighbors whose lives suddenly took that surreal U-turn into tragedy? How to regain your stride? On the surface, all of the seasonal rituals were observed in Rumson this summer. It's just that this year, the country club dances and the dinner parties at the beach club have shared the social calendar with dedications and memorial services.
Everybody's leading their daily normal lives. But I think most people are scared.
Joan Ellis is a local journalist.
We were scared in the Cold War in the 50s for a while, but we got used to living with it. And there was a certain security in knowing that there was a silent agreement not to drop that bomb. You're not dealing with countries anymore. You're dealing with people, with individuals. Who do you negotiate with? You can't. So the feeling of vulnerability, I think, is intense. Less so in older people, but tap anybody who has children, and you find the fear very quickly.
Joan Ellis worked for the CIA in the early 1950s, at the height of the Cold War Dirty Tricks campaigns. She has seen what government can do in the name of national security if it's given too long a leash, too little accountability. She worries history may be repeating itself, but she admits few in this community share her concerns, not after what happened and what might happen again.
If you talk to a right-wing person now, you are regarded as evil if you are not blindly, totally supporting Bush. And if you say anything negative, you're regarded as off-kilter. It is basically a Republican community. But you have Republicans and Democrats alike looking up in the sky, scared when they hear an airplane.
Monmouth County journalist Joan Ellis. I'm Vicki Barker. Thanks for listening.